Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Glory to God, we are truly lost without our Father God, without Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Job 33:4 says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. The breath of our Almighty Father gives us life. Glory to God. So all you got to do is just breathe. And cast all your cares upon God because he dearly loves you. Glory to God. And again, welcome to the Just Breathe broadcast. I thank God for this opportunity to come and speak over the airways, the internet radio. Glory to God. I give a shout out to Prophet Teresa, the founder of Kingdom Builders International. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're truly worthy, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just come before your throne right now, magnifying, glorifying you, Lord God, because you are truly worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, Lord God. God, forgive us for any sins that we have done in word, thought, or deed today, God, creating us a clean and pure spirit, God, before you this day, God, a right spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I decrease, Lord God, and I allow you by your spirit, the precious Holy Spirit, to increase in me. Speak through me. I'm just a willing vessel that you can use, God. I'm nothing without your spirit that breathes life into me. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the internet listeners, over the phone line listeners. I pray tonight that a word of scripture will penetrate your heart tonight and that you truly be able to identify your enemy. Glory to God. God, you get all the praises. Glory, glory, God. And all the honor. Glory, glory, God. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen and glory to God. Tonight's topic is identifying your enemy. We're going to make this personal because as we know, who is the Christian enemy? Satan and his host of fallen angels, which are his co-hosts and demons and imps, that is your enemy. So you have to identify him. If he's in your life anyway, you have to identify him. You have to take authority over him because God says he has given us power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and power over all the power of the enemy. So get your Bibles out, write notes, glory be to God, write down scriptures, and God get the glory. Revelation 12:9 says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels was cast out with him, and that's his demons. Satan was not satisfied to rule only the angels under his authority. He tried for his will, himself, to be in authority over all God creation. He desires to sit on the mountain of God where the hosts of heaven assemble to worship God. His will was to receive worship along with God. Satan was not to overthrow God and rule the universe. He wanted to be equal to God. He wanted to put himself and his self-will above God's perfect will. Satan failed because of pride. Pride will make you fall. So now Satan's mission is to kill, steal, and destroy all that belongs to God and that is godly. If you have not called on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God is not your Father anyway. All that is godly and not of God. Glory be to God. Satan has lost his throne. He was a fallen being. So, he deceived Eve. We're going to do a little Bible lesson. Everybody knows, should know, Genesis 3, 1 through 6. Now, the serpent, who was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God hath made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of a tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat, nor you shall not touch, lest you die. Then the serpent, Satan, said to the woman, you will not surely die. See, he's a deceiver. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman said that the tree was good for food, saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasing to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. They did not die of physical death. They died spiritually. Even if you have called on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're still doing things under the control of the enemy, adulteress, fornication, stealing, lying, the fruit that's not of the Spirit, you can die a spiritual death. You're dying in the inside. You still have a carnal mind, and you don't have the mindset to fight your flesh. So Satan, the already fallen being, used the body of a serpent to speak to Eve, enticing her to sin. He deceived, he denied that she would die for her sin and told her that she would have a new freedom and knowledge and would be like God. The word of God can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. As you call on Christ, she died spiritually. But the enemy tried to tell her, you could eat this fruit of this apple, and you won't die. The enemy tried to tell you that you could do these things that is ungodly, and you know they are ungodly, and you would still make it into heaven. You better check your salvation. Because God will say, depart from me, worker of iniquities. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Eve listened to Satan lies. No lie was ever farther from the truth. Adam and Eve's sin had immediately an effect. They experienced an inner guilt. And verse 7 says, they knew that they were naked. They felt guilty. Fellowship with God was broken, verse 8. Then hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. You cannot hide yourself from the presence of God because he's everywhere. He's everywhere. So, man, if you're in your sin, you can't hide from God. God sees every single thing that we do. That's why I pray, Daddy, create in me a clean and pure heart, God. Convict me of anything that I do, Holy Spirit, that is not lining up with God. Keep a repentant heart, God. Forgive me of my sins. Because the Bible says, yes, we sin and fall short of the glory of God. But we just can't keep on sinning and making the blood of Jesus a shame. You have called on Christ. They hid themselves. Physical pain became a part of human life, especially pain in childbirth. Verse 16 said, God said to them, I will greatly multiply your sorrow. Your conception will be in pain when you bring forth children. Human physical death began. Because God said in verse 19, to dust you shall return. Mankind was driven out of the garden. God sent them out of the garden, Eve, to till the ground. Adam and Eve's sin also had wider effect. Sin was brought into the human race and death. Romans 5:12 says, through one man's sin entered the world and death through sin. All mankind inherited death. Romans 5:12. And through death spread to all men, everyone bore the penalty. For the wages of sin is death, physical and spiritual death. For the wages of sin is death, and Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. Lessons to learn from Eve today. Satan's lies are the same. He used nearby temptation to lure us. There is danger in luring or toying with sin. He may make you think that this is going to be good, this is going to feel good, this is going to be this. It's a danger playing around with the enemy. The minute, because it comes in, he gives you that thought. The Bible says, cast down every thought and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You know a godly thought and an ungodly thought, people of God. The wages of sin is death. The fall with Adam and Eve had death-dealing effects. Satan came to the earth to deceive man and gain man's authority, and he did what he had came to do. Adam sold the earth lease to Satan for the knowledge of evil. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walk about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Most of us know that Satan has more than one name. Let's talk about some of his names recorded in Scripture so you can identify him better. Isaiah 14:12-14 call him Lucifer. Matthew 4:1 calls him the devil. John 8:44 says he is the father of lies. The father of lies. And God hates liars. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says he is the God of this world. That's why this world is so corrupt. Because he's a principality of the air. That's why we have to watch out what we hear, what we see, what you let your children watch on TV with all this sorcery and witchcraft. That's the enemy. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians 11:4 said he's the angel of light. Psalms 8:2 said the enemy or the avenger. Matthew 6:13 said he's the evil one. Anything evil in this world comes from Satan. God do not put sickness on you. It comes from the enemy. God do not make your life so gas go out. It comes from the enemy. God do not have you make foolish decisions concerning your finances. It comes from the enemy. Anything evil. 1 Peter 5:8 says he's our adversary. Matthew 12:24 said he's the ruler of demons, Beelzebub. Revelation 12:10 says he's the accuser. He go around roaming around seeing who he can go to God and accuse. Well, I know your evangelists like to pray and look at her and read her word and fast and lay before you. Let me hit her with asthma and see if she's still going to praise you when her program is just breathe, but she can't breathe. Guess what? I praise them anyway. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I am healed. I believe I received my healing when I prayed. Revelation 12 says he's the dragon. 2 John 7 says he is the deceiver. He come to deceive you. He come to make you look like it's eye candy, but it's death. Here are some characters of Satan and his demons. Job 9:23 says they are evil. King 22:22-24 said they are intelligent and wise. Mark 5:1 says they are powerful. Acts 18:15 said they are being with personalities. Mark 5:6 said they talk and communicate. 1 Timothy 4:1 says they preach doctrine. They preach the wrong doctrine. So you have to really now in these end times pay attention to who you're listening to. What doctrine is you listening to? Do it land up with the truth? Do it land up with the word of God? The word of God said we have to study to show ourselves approved. Are you studying? Are you taking that word back and saying, God, this land up with your word? The Holy Spirit in you will bear witness. Well, I could be sitting somewhere and something come across that pulpit, and I say, that's not right. I say, I do not receive that in my spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to know for yourself. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, they preach doctrine. Acts 19:13 said, they recognize those who they have power, who have power over them. They know. Again, the scripture said, God said we have power and authority to tread upon lions and scorpions, power over all the power of the enemy. In the Bible, that one man tried to catch out a demon right now. I can't remember his name. And the demon say, laughed at him, beat him up, and stripped him naked. You better know who you are in Christ so the enemy can know, that you have authority over them. We walk in victory. Glory to God. They are responsible for every evil known to man. Satan, his enemies, our enemy, his demons, are responsible for every evil thing. Identify your enemy. Identify a thought when it comes in your head, and you know that thought is not from God. Don't entertain that thought. Cast it down. Cast it down. Glory to God. Satan comes to stop the vision of the church. He's caused confusion. He caused church splits. He's caused control and domination. He caused backsliding. He caused divorce. He caused separation. He caused attacks on the pastor, the family, failure in leadership, fighting within the church, manipulation, sickness, social once entered into the flock had immortality. I was reading a book, and the book was talking about in our churches, we have to quote in a prophetic now in these end times. Don't be scared of a prophet prophesying into your life if you know he has the Spirit of God upon him, a true prophet. We have to pull the prophetic. And he talked about in the church, we need somebody at the door in the back being a watchman so they can watch when wolves enter into the flock, so they can warn the pastor, so they can pray, so they can someone with discernment to be a watchman. Because they're coming in and they're in. But God advances his kingdom through trust growth, deliverance, evangelism, the gift of the Spirit, healing, holiness, being humble, love, miracle, peace, protecting angels, revelation, signs and wonders and unity and wisdom. Who would not want Father God to be their father? Every plan of God is for the good of his children. We have to be armed with the word of God, one of our weapons to confront the forces of darkness at work in our world. It's the word of God. When Jesus fasted for 40 days and the enemy came to him, twisting scripture, Jesus spoke the word to him. The word of God is power and life. You have to know the word of God and speak the word of God and understand the power and authority that comes with the name of Jesus. The power and authority that comes with Jesus. The blood of Jesus. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, the earth, the atmospheric heaven came under the curse of sin. Satan became the god of this world, this world system. He became the power. He became the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2 and 2. But Revelation 2 and 10 says, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beasts and the false prophets are. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The beast and the false prophet will be cast into the lake of fire before the enemy. He knows where he is going, but he wants as many of God's people as he can to go to hell. He cares nothing about you, your mama, your brother, your sister. He do not care. His mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. His mission is to attack your faith. His mission is to come and attack your man so that the word of God go forth and will be planted in your heart. Identify your enemy. See, God, but he have a plan for that devil and his cohorts. He have a plan. God, the creator, who recreate the atmosphere of heaven, he will. And as we, the earth, this will be the end of destructive storms of all kinds, as well as our pollution. God's new heaven will cover the curse. 2 Peter 3:12 through 13. And all will become new. A new heaven, a new Jerusalem will come out of the sky and cover this polluted, evil world. The new earth. The elements will melt with fervent heat. 2 Peter 3 and 10. All traces of sin that once existed will be gone forever. 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 stand strong. Identify your enemy. Again, he come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he cares nothing about you. Fight. When I was in the world and God was calling me, I didn't want to let go of partying and drinking and fornicating because I thought it was good. Because the people that went to church with me, they did the same thing I did. So I wouldn't give in until one day I couldn't walk no more. My ankles hurt. It's an arthritis, my arch collapsed. I had to learn how to walk again. Then someone said, maybe God would do the beat. So I didn't understand the King James Bible. Somebody gave me a Living Bible. That's why I started out there. Because I wasn't no church baby. I didn't get saved until I was 33. But my cry for you tonight, if you do not know him, to give in. Harden not your heart when you know the Lord is knocking on it. Give in. And if you have given in and you know that you need to repent, you know that the things that you are doing is not of God, identify the enemy in your life, repent and turn from your wicked ways, because this is the end times. And God want to use you. He can use you. But you got to let him. See, Satan wants to go against the will of God. You can't. We can't go against the will of God. It's not your will. It's God's will be done in your life. Oh, God, can't talk that about fear, God. The earth will become a total Garden of Eden. The new heaven and earth will be marked by righteousness. God will again dwell with man as in the Garden of Eden in eternity, an unbroken fellowship. There will be no more tears. There will be no more pain. There will be no more hunger. Identify your enemy and stand strong. There will be no more abuse. God. Revelation 21:3 says, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. God will be with us. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. God himself will be with us. We have to fight. Identify the enemy in your life. Resist him, and he will flee. I know, because I had to resist him. I had to resist him. Recently, I had to identify this enemy in my life that had been in my life for a long time trying to torment me. Fear. Fear. I wouldn't totally speak my mind to people. I almost broke up a dear friendship of mine by not speaking my mind to someone, but telling someone else close to me. And that person say they're going to tell because I wouldn't, because they're helping me. Really? Fear. Fear come in different shapes and forms. Then I started. I think it's a couple of people that I need to just get off my heart and speak my man to with love. See, I start coming at that fear, running at that fear, and it turned into faith. Now, I identified the enemy in my life of fear. I'm healed from the asthma, but when I get a little cough or hear a little wheezing, the enemy's trying to get me fearful. The fear's false evidence appearing real. So what I had to do right then and there is take authority over that. come against the enemy of fear that will try to come against me. Resist him, and he will flee. He will still try you. Resist him, and he will flee. Identify your enemy in your life, because it's personal, because only you know. Only you know. You got to walk away. I walked away from fornication. You have to walk away. God will give you, he will take away that desire. He will give you a desire to live holy for him. Because our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now over 6 years sober, it's not my desire. If you have no ring, no ding ding. I get numb because I don't have no ring on my finger. I will keep it real, women of God. Glory to God. Identify your enemy in your life. He come against your prayer life. He come against you fasting. He come against you spending time with God. He bring confusion. He brings something to take away your focus. Identify the enemy in your life and fight. You go from glory to glory. You have the victory. Glory be to God. Glory to your name, Father. You're truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus. The word of God says, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Why are they prevailing? Because we're not coming together in unity and on one accord. We are not identifying the enemy in our lives, in our church, in our family, in our ministries, in our job. It's a spiritual battle. It's not the person. It's the spirit behind the person. It's spiritual. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That's what the word of God says. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Are we binding and loosing? Are we binding and loosing? Identify your enemy in your life. Jesus died and rose again. He said, greater works will we do. Go out to the highways and byways and compel them to come in. The word of God said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So it's up to you now to identify your enemy in your life. But guess what? If you have called on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit is there helping you, nudging you. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the voice of the Spirit in you talking to you. Yield to that voice. Glory to God. I'm going to say the salvation prayer. I'm going to open up the phone lines. But everyone is on this line who have a heavenly language. I want you to pray in your heavenly language while I say this prayer. Because one can flee 10,000. Two can flee, I thought it was 20,000, but I think it's more. Glory to God. We have to be on one accord and come together. Aren't you tired of the enemy coming against you and your family? You take one step, 10 steps up, he try to push you 12 steps back. Identify the enemy in your life. In your life. If you have noise in your background, please mute your phone last. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Shut up, I'll see you, God.
mercy, God. I cry out, Lord God, for the ones that do not know you, Lord God. I cry out for the ones that the enemy have binded their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Repeat after me, Father God. You can't do it by yourself. You need God as your Father. You need to call on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Say, Father God, I know I have sinned, but I want you to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I know I can't do this on my own, God. I'm crying out to you tonight, today, whenever you, if you hear this message in the archives, I'm crying out to you, God. By faith, I believe that Jesus died and rose again, and I want him to be my Lord and Savior. I want to start my transformation today. And guess what? That's all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Now the angels are rejoicing. We are to rejoice and glory to God, because this is what Kingdom Builders International is about, bringing souls to Christ and building up the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You're truly worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, God. You have a heavenly language. Just please begin to speak in your heavenly language. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The kingdom of God has suffered violence, but it's time for us to take it back, that force. In the name of Jesus, I bind the gates of hell where demons travel underground to the earth realm. I bind every spiritual assignment designed to hinder the will of God in the earth realm. I take authority, God, over every spiritual assignment against every listener on the phone lines and their belly in the name of Jesus. I shut down, lock up, close, and forbid the gates of hell to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will loose your angels, legions of angels, to give charge over us in this prayer. Father God, I pray that you will loose the manifestation of your spiritual principles in the lives of the believers. Your will for our lives, God. For our ministry, God. The ministry that has been given to the believers to cast out demons. We're supposed to be casting out demons for the next generation that you're raising up in these end times. For changed lives, Lord God. For the healing virtue. On this earth, the revelation that has been reserved for the believers. And the ability for the believers to bring down Satan's kingdom, to identify the enemy in their life in the name of Jesus. I quench every furious dart that the enemy sends against us and our families from the children of faith. I quench every burning lamp that comes from a vinegar's mouth. I cover our doorposts and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. I cover our minds and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of you, Holy Spirit, and a fresh anointing through the blood of Jesus. I rebuke you, Satan, the accuser of brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord God, teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, God. Seal this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God. Glory to your name, Father. You're truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, Lord God. I loose, God, love, joy, and peace, and patience, and long suffering, and faithfulness in our lives, Lord God. Rain down your glory on this phone declare your glory over the internet members tonight, God. If someone go in and outcast and listen, God, rain down your glory in their life, God. Give them a fresh anointing to identify the enemy in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God, so that you will get the glory, God. We don't get the glory, God, but you get the glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue, Lord God, to stand strong in you, God, and in the power of your life, God, because we cannot do this, Father. In our life, God, we have to do this, Lord God, in your life, God. I pray, God, that we will stand, Lord God, with our armor on, God, because we have to have our armor on, God, because principalities and powers are not according to my side. I'm coming against us, God. I hear someone speaking. You are unmuted. So if you have noise in your background, please mute your phone, but you may come forth now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Hallelujah. Yes, I can. You can alone, but I can't hear you.
Okay, it's phone. I'm sorry. But I, this is Tammy Weatherspoon from Gary, Indiana.
Yes.
I belong to Living Word Jesus Center here in Gary,
yes,
Indiana. I just wanted to say I thank God. I give God the glory. You know, I was late coming on the line this evening, but God gave me just what I needed in a matter of time that I was listening to you, Evangelist Hannah. And I thank God for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International, for God using you all to build me up as the woman of God He created me to be. You all give me strength. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to walk the journey that I have to walk every day. Hallelujah. God is showing up, woman of God. God is showing up in my life. And I thank you all for this Blog Talk line. Every day, give me something to look forward to. When I take an inventory of myself and I forget the Blog Talk is on, it makes me get myself in check. Get in line. Why your mind diverted on something else other than hearing the word? Faith come by hearing, Tammy, and hearing by the word of God. So it made me check myself and shake off the world and step into what God got for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God, for being so obedient to the Lord, for helping us in our walk with your ministry. I thank you. I want to give a shout-out to Prophetess Teresa. Thank you, woman of God, for being an obedient woman of God, having this Blog Talk on with Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters. And I give God all the glory, and I say thank you. It's been a long journey, woman of God, I think.
Yes, yes,
strong.
Yes.
Strong. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you. We love you, Sister Tammy. We thank you for your faithfulness to Black Talk. We love you and just continue to let God move in your life and continue to release to him and continue to identify your enemy in your life, my sister. Love you dearly. Love you dearly. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You're truly worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. I still have time if someone else want to come forth. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You're truly worthy. Thank you, God.
Praise God.
Well,
praise God. Praise God. Praise God. For he is truly worthy of all of our praises. All he deserves all the honor, the glory.
Yes.
And I just thank him because every day we can just call him up. And he'll respond,
yes.
He'll answer, he'll
yes.
give us direction. And I just, being able to identify the enemies that's in our lives is so important because we won't get trapped. We won't
yep.
get knocked down. We won't keep going through the same thing over and over.
Yes,
but
yes,
I just thank
yes.
God. And as you were saying, one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. And that's a lot of demons running in the
yeah.
name of Jesus.
In
so together we have authority. Together we have power. And as you were talking about working together, that's the key. Because the enemy knows if he can keep us divided, that we can only put 1,000 to flight. But together we'll put them on the run. So I just give God praises and honor for you, Evangelist, for truly you have pressed through the pain, in the midst of the pain. You've pressed through. And I just thank God for you and your life and the ministry and all that God is doing in your life, around your life, and through your life. Because God is truly with you.
Truly yes.
With you. And I just bless the broadcast, the Tuesday broadcast, Just Breathe. And I just had to say something. I was working and listening and praising God and praying and knocking the phone down and all that other stuff.
Glory to God.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to you.
Thank you, Providence. Love you dearly. I thank God for you being in my life. And I just thank God. Glory to God. Well, you know, in the midst of identifying who the enemy is in your life, you have to continue to give God the glory. And again, I just thank God for the broadcast. You know, I just got to just stab him in his back every time I get. I had just told Prophetess, I think last Tuesday, that I would be fearful about the program after I had got the attack from the asthma. So I wasn't broadcasting from November to, I think, February. But I was trying to get back on, but then the enemy was speaking to my mind that you're not being effective and no one's calling in. And you know, just sitting, I was like, oh. And I was like, wow, God, should I just not do the program no more? See, we have inter struggles, but you have to identify them. So I spoke into the prophetess and let her know how I was feeling. And that released me. Because when we hold stuff in and don't tell nobody, then the enemy try to use that against you. So now I just speak, God, it's an honor and a glory and a privilege to be able to come before you and speak to your people. To speak to for the ones that don't know you so they can call on you. So when he comes to our mind, we got to turn that thing around and not entertain it. Glory to God. But I love you all dearly. Again, I thank God for everyone that's called in. I thank God for all our internet listeners. And tonight, I'm going to release us with a song because we truly have to give him glory. Good night. God loves you.
Yeah.